Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So as we did indeed build to full gear last year, Maxwell Jacob Friedman was getting cheered all over the country. Now, this was half by design, half caused by all the brawl out after fallout. No, that's not right. I mean, the fallout after all out. There we go. And as everybody started to say, including this bald idiot, well, he should probably turn babyface. I mean, one of the reasons for this is because in the past, we have seen a wrestling company ignore the wrestling fans. And it's like when you sit down for dinner. You come around my house and I am your host and you say, I really like some pizza. And then I try and stick broccoli up your ass. Firstly, you're going to say, put it in my mouth. But also, you're not going to be pleased. Also, I have no idea what we're doing, so why don't you just eat your own food? But it did remind me of another situation. And really, it's where MJF succeeded as Roman Reigns failed. Why? Here's why. I do want to make it clear that none of this was Roman Reigns' own fault. I mean, today he is one of, if not the biggest stars in all in wrestling. But there was a point there where we just kept giving him dumb thing after do after dumb thing after do, and surprise, surprise, the audience looked at it and went, well, that's really dumb. And the main reason for this is because he was acting like a hero when everybody wanted to treat him like a villain. And WWE's grand idea was, well, if he stands in the ring and says suffering succotash, I'm sure we'll change everybody's mind. I could have told you that before you made him do it. It's never going to work. The reason this is linked is because when Roman finally did return at that SummerSlam and all of a sudden was a massive asshole, holy crap, look how quickly he ascended. And here we are in early 2023 and he has become the super duper star that everybody always wanted him to be. And you kind of facepalm and you think to yourself, well, why didn't we just do it earlier? And this is one reason why people did look at AEW and they did look at MJF and they thought to themselves, well, their fan base is a very hardcore one. So if we try and fight them every step of the way, surely it's all going to flow down the toilet. Especially because, as we know, when it comes to Mr. Friedman, he is so damn dedicated to the cause, you can't help but respect him. But even Steve Austin, as he was becoming Stone Cold, was told, you're going to be a good guy soon. He was like, but I don't want to be a good guy. And what did we do there? We listened to all the noise we were hearing. We actually did create one of the biggest stars ever. If we had ignored it, though, it would have been unforgivable. And as we are in the Attitude Era, we can also rope in The Rock. Because once again, this was happening in front of our eyes. He was meant to be the Meggy happy, oh, I'm just so pleased to be here, babyface. Nobody wanted it. And then when he did join the Nation of Domination, well, it ended with him becoming the biggest star in Hollywood. So don't you come in my house, make sure you have a cup of tea, but don't you come in my house and tell me this doesn't work. And there is absolutely a connection here, because basically MJF was being so damn entertaining, you wanted to cheer him. He also got a reaction every single time and was receiving universal praise. And it all links into all the other people we just mentioned. It's not like Tony Khan and Maxwell himself didn't see this, because they did start to lean into it. And basically after a while, MJF was like that friend you have who is a bit of a dick, but there's just something about him, so you're like, man, we may as well keep him around. I mean, you kind of get to the point where you're like, well, I'd rather be on his side than against him, because I don't want your barbs. And we had more evidence of this when we got to Full Gear and MJF and William Regal joined forces. Because go back and watch that spot now when Regal gives him the brass knucks and he punches John Moxley in the face. Nobody was booing it. They were cheering. Everybody loves MJF. And this wasn't because everybody hated Mox all of a sudden. They were just so happy to see MJF win the damn championship. And it almost felt like because he had hit a new point in his career, that we were going to head off in a new direction and probably create a new version of the character. And yes, it did lead to morons like me saying, oh no, they're going to fight the fans. They shouldn't fight the fans. And then in around about 2 weeks,
we all realised we were crazy, crazy wrong.
Because essentially we started arguing that he is going to be in the wrong role, and because he is in the wrong role, all of a sudden you're creating de facto heels out of everybody else on your roster. I mean, how many times do we see that with Roman Reigns? Do you remember when Sheamus cashed in his Money in the Bank briefcase? WWE did that because they thought we'd be sympathetic towards the big dog. And instead, we were just like, yeah, the Irishman did it. Serves you right. And sure, there was also this idea that actually it was just John Cena part two. But I will tell you, until my dying day, I think the two scenarios were drastically different. Because when it was happening to Cena, it was like, well, this is new. This is different. How the hell did we get here? But when we did it with Roman, there was just like this bad blood to it all. Like the Royal Rumble back in 2016 or whatever it was. Not even The Rock could save that. He ran out there. And what do we all do? Oh, well, you're affiliated with him, are you? Boo. So we then move on to the 30th of November 2022 episode of Dynamite, when MJF revealed his intentions. He's like, I want to get cheered. I want to be a good guy. I don't want to be some kind of savant. Instead, I am going to pretend I'm Triple H from the early 2000s. I'm going to go on a reign of terror. For those that don't know, it basically means holding everybody down and ensuring you hold on to this championship gold by hook or by crook, to the point some people get really pissed off. And look, the crowd was still in his corner at this point, even though we were looking at that Regal thing going, man, there's a lot of plot holes here, and actually none of it makes any sense. But MJF continued to revel in this madness. Then he smacked old William in the back of the head with the brass knucks, and he kept telling all of us that we were idiots for caring, because he didn't care, and the only thing he did care about was being a champion. It soon became apparent that all of this had been thought out for weeks, if not months, with the end game actually being that if we could pull it off, MJF would be more hated than ever. Well, I watched the most recent episode of Dynamite as I record this, and as soon as that music hit, everybody booed the shit out of him. And when Takeshita told him, who's that? Takeshita told him, I'm gonna whoop your ass. What did the big crowd do? They went nuts. It was the same with his first title defense against Ricky Starks too, because as he told us he was going to do, he was going to win by any means necessary, even if it was a cheap finish. So he just smacked Rick right in the balls and he pinned him. There wasn't even a follow-up move. He injured his groin. 1, 2, 3. And sure, you can't keep this up forever. You can't deliberately keep being boring or obvious, because eventually people will go, well, he's just being boring and obvious. But have we not learned now, my friends? Of course we have. MJF is well aware of this. He's ahead of the curve. And as soon as he smells it in the air, he's going to change tact. It's also kind of genius, because you always hear veterans telling rookies or young up-and-comers, you should go back to the past and try and make old things new again. And that's what MJF has done. But he hasn't looked at moves or cool things. He has gone back to Paul Levesque, when he was just smacking everybody with sledgehammers. That's also a very controversial period when it comes to the audience. So the fact that Maxwell is doing this with a chip on his shoulder and a smirk on his face, well, no wonder it's working. It's just so damn ridiculous. It's likely why we did the Ricky Starks match in his home state, so of course he could be the hometown hero. And when did Bryan Danielson make his intentions known that he wanted to go after Friedman? In Seattle. Where is Bryan Danielson from? You can figure it out. So while poor Roman Reigns had to struggle until we did let him loose, what we're doing with MJF right now has been written down. It is the plan, hence why it's working so much better than that one. It's been a total success as well, and MJF is just so good at keeping it going. Because the other day, when the American Dragon did run to the ring, what did he do? He absolutely legged it, and he looked so terrified. Don't come up in here and tell me he doesn't get it. There's also a number of dudes who can now step up to the plate. For example, Hangman Adam Page has got a bunch of momentum. Kenny Omega is on fire. And at some point, Moxley has got to get his revenge. Although actually, you could turn him heel too. There's other people underneath this as well, because who wouldn't want to see MJF versus Eddie Kingston? And he has a history with Jungle Boy. And if eventually Hook gets his opportunity, I'm going to be like, you're damn right. Look at his wonderful hair. So it goes to show that as much as we think we know, we actually know nothing. And right now, you'd be hard pushed to tell me that MJF isn't the biggest heel on television. But he's getting the right reaction every single week. I also don't think this is going to change anytime soon, so it really is an act of genius. So once again, he's been going around saying, oh, I'm a generational talent. Well, I don't think he wiggles his arms in that sense. And once again, I stand here and I go, you know what? Probably telling the truth. Now, please do leave me a comment below and let me know what you think about all of this. Are you into MJF? Do you not like MJF? Do you think he's the best heel in the business? And what should we do with his AEW World Championship reign? And also, who should it end? And who should beat him for it? Then make sure you like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Head over to WhatCulture.com where you can read yourself some articles. Make sure you come follow us on social media at WhatCultureWWE and Simon Miller316. And we have a lot of videos, if you listen quietly, they are saying to you, watch me, watch me. So you better do it. Otherwise, who the hell knows what's going to happen? My name is Cyber What Culture. Thank you very much for watching me as always. And I tell you this, when we get to like 2032, MJF is going to be a surefire Hall of Famer. That dude just totally gets it. He's still so damn young. Let's not think about it. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.